The White Feathers Directive. Episode 8. Rise of the Dead.
Futaba, hello?
It's me, Naoka.
Naoka-chan, where are you? You fainted in class, and then soldiers burst in looking for you. They took me outside and asked me a lot of questions about you. Then...
Futaba-chan, I'm with Chi-chan. We need to come see you. Is that okay?
I think it should be all right. You can use the underground utility entrance.
Underground utility entrance?
Oh, sure.
Agent Maple, how is your status?
We're tracking that angel.
At the speed of this thing, we can barely pursue it!
Please do your best. The director is killing me.
We'll do our best, Lieutenant. What is she doing there anyway?
Maybe she tries to hide Nakamura's son!
God, lost contact again!
The Angel Mirage was drifting down the hill away from the shrine. Major Ito and his man tried to keep up.
What a pain in the ass. What the? Major Ito here. Who is attacking the angel by the hillside?
None of ours.
Run! Holy crap! Run, people! Run! Send me!
What? What?
Oh, seriously?
She's not trying to escape. She's...
trying to keep us busy. She has my son, and she knows I want him back. But what is she trying to keep us distracted from? Major, report. What's going on?
Ah, Director Nakamura. Nice to hear from you again. You know, sir, we have kind of a situation here.
What sort of situation? I want you and your men to redeploy immediately.
Sort of infestation, sir?
Sir, these things remind me of, zombies.
Zombies?
Makia had taken on full-fledged angel form again, and with a swoop, came to a stop on top of a building.
Uh-oh. My distraction stirred up minor demons. Why is it that inferior life forms are so attracted to us celestial beings?
Koinata-san, I think I want to wake up now. This is getting a bit too weird.
No, I don't think you want to.
There she is, Chi-chan.
Yeah. At the underground utility entrance.
Nanaka-chan, are you okay?
Futaba gazed, intrigued, at the scant, body-tight dress Nanaka wore, which was made from Makia's silver celestial bands.
So that's what young angels wear these days?
Oh, so you know already.
Yes. The Major filled me in a little. Come on, it's this way.
Futaba led them into the shed and closed the door behind them. A moment later, the interior of the shed lit up under bright fluorescent tubes. The entire compartment shuddered for a brief moment, then began to descend.
Sima is on the move. Something big is happening. We'll know more when we get back to my lab.
Does anyone see Make? The angel. What was that?
It's the angel! Right in front of us!
Stop the chopper. Land if you can. Don't do anything rash.
Yes, ma'am.
Everyone gazed at the angel, who was blocking the helicopter's way with her glistening, widespread wings.
So very beautiful.
Agent Maple, report. Where is the angel? Do you copy? Agent Maple!
Land the chopper, and everyone get out.
Makia had descended, along with the helicopter, and stood smiling in the middle of a street, enfolding her wings. The soldiers quickly took cover behind trees or cars, while the people around stared in awe.
Maple, distract the angel.
But how?
How? How should I know? Ask her to buy you some jewelry. Parade around in your underwear in front of her. You know, the things you normally do. Just buy us some time.
You know, I think she can hear us.
Good. Maybe she'll make a meal of you. Keep her busy.
Understood.
What will you do now, Kuri-chan? Shoot me?
Kuri looked up at Makia, then down at her rifle. She smiled ruefully.
I won't shoot you, Makia-sama. I don't want to anymore.
Makia slowly and gracefully held out a hand to Kuri, and then closed her eyes.
There it is! Shouldn't you slow down?
I'll run it over! That will teach it!
What? No! You idiot!
The small military car smashed into the barely affected angel and rolled over to its side.
Even after several hundred years, humans' unreasonable behavior has still not ceased to amaze me. The power of an angel must never fall into the hands of a human, Miyahara Kuri.
Makisama, take me with you.
Take you? Where to? Humans cannot go to where we angels dwell.
Trying to take hostages again, Miss Angel?
Mistress, I am married, as you know, Major.
Oh yeah, right.
And, as a matter of fact, your so-called Agent Maple is holding on to me, not the other way around.
Anyway, Maple, step away from the angel.
Makisama, you should leave. Ito is deploying an anti-celestial weapon. It might be capable of injuring you.
It appears that Sima does not care what damage it causes to nature or humans in order to catch me. Major, is this something you can stand for?
I have my orders.
I see. Kuri, you are the one who should leave now.
No, I won't leave you. Makisama, let's leave this place. Please. We can return to Nanako-chan and Shiro-san. We can leave the country and find a life together. I love you, Makisama.
What?
Futaba proudly welcomed her visitors to her lab and asked if she could get them anything before getting down to business.
I would like a glass of water, please.
He's acting a bit weird, don't you think, Nanako-chan?
Well, he's been through a lot today. He looks quite damaged.
I'll run a scan, then I'll... Oh, wow!
What is it, Futaba-chan?
Sima has engaged your mother in the middle of town.
Mother?
Futaba eyed Shiro suspiciously.
Wait a minute! Shiro-san, can you hold still for a moment?
Sure, Dr. Anzai.
Oh. My. God!
Is Shiro that badly damaged?
You could say that, Nanaka-chan. So, these are all special SEMA implants, I assume?
Pretty much.
Shichan! He has these attacks sometimes.
I see. He has constraints in place. They keep him from saying things that SEMA doesn't want us to hear.
Why? Why did they make a Persicon with...
Nanaka-chan! It's worse than that! He isn't a Persokan! He is... was human!
Shichan?
My memory is still foggy, but Mom hit me really good. I believe many constraints are now offline.
Mother? We? I mean, you?
Yeah. She didn't tell me what happened to me either.
I can understand why. Oh,
what is it now?
Look! TV says your mother has vanished.